This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Legacies shape who we are, but who's shaping them? In the new season of Black History Year, we're breaking down the meaning and power behind the personal, familial, and systemic legacies that define our world. We're diving deep into how political and cultural forces have historically molded Black communities and what it means for our future. Join us on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts for a new season of Black History Year. Let's shape our collective memory and legacy together.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Hello and welcome to Hump Day. Very exciting. We've got tickets for the Disneyland Resort all this week. In fact, 1 hour from now, we'll have a set of four for you. We're going to give you code words each day at 905, 1205, 345, and 605. So every hour of Jane's show this afternoon is your chance for a four-pack of tickets to the Disneyland Resort. We'll give you a code word. You text that to our contest number. We'll give it to you. Plus, you'll be qualified for the grand prize. But wait, there's more. The grand prize vacation includes 4 3-day, 1 park per day tickets and a 2-night hotel stay at a Disneyland Resort hotel. This is the big one. That's the one you want right there. Disneyland. When's the last time you guys went to Disneyland? Been a minute, right?
It has been a minute. But I love Disneyland. I will always go, and I hope to go this summer. I really do.
I think you got to drive those kids to Disney World.
Well,
it's epic.
Fly them, I mean, drive them.
Yes, drag them.
Oh, drag them. Yeah. Is that what you said?
Maybe. I might have said drive them, you know.
Either way, yes.
We do get 2 consecutive weeks, but spending 10 days of it driving, probably not ideal.
Not the best way to spend a vacation, no.
Yeah.
But I love Disneyland.
Trip forever.
And that beauty, the trips we've taken, this is what I will say.
All right.
The trips I've taken to Disneyland, every single time at the end of the trip, we all are like, it was magical. Every single freaking thing was perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Everything. The rooms, the place, just all the stuff.
They do it right.
Smiling from ear to ear. Like that's, if you're going to spend your money on something when you take your kids somewhere, you want that. The ear-to-ear smile, the pictures of just pure childhood joy, it happens at Disneyland.
And it's just, I always appreciated just the clean, safe environment feel. Like you really did feel like this place is, they're on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like nothing is let go. Nothing is second rate. Disney just does it right. Anyway, Disneyland tickets, we've got them all weekend if you want. With that and the cruise. They say the cruises are amazing. Right now, if you do the thing where you listen to us on the Odyssey app, if you listen to Alice live on the Odyssey app for at least an hour cumulatively a day, you get a daily entry for this Disney Destiny cruise line. Incredible. We're Disney Central over here. Taylor Central. A lot of people say she's ruining the NFL. My God, actually, those are the people who say she hasn't ruined it. She's ruining the NFL. Like, all the girls want to watch now. Shut up, jerk. Unless you've got $1 billion you can fork over to the league. They do not care. They are saying, there's some company called Apex Marketing. I don't know. They seem to be in the know on this stuff. And they say Taylor Swift brings about $1 billion in everything to the NFL, like what it would cost for the kind of publicity and the extra chatter about games and the league in general.
They put a dollar value on it and call it a billion.
They call it $1 billion worth of promotion and publicity that Taylor brings to the NFL.
Yeah, I mean,
here's the quote from some company exec at Apex Marketing. If you're a brand and you wanted to go and buy media for your product or service, you'd have to spend $1 billion or greater to garner this level of media exposure. Even when Taylor was booed at the Super Bowl, it was good for business. It became a discussion that kept the conversation going.
Okay. Well, they can, you know, they do all that. I know these companies do that for a living and
figure out what it's worth, right?
And they monetize it. They probably sell that information to the NFL and other places.
Right.
So, okay. I would bet that's an effect that Taylor has on everything she touches. So if she puts on a jacket, that jacket sells out. If she puts on shoes, those shoes, if she buys a home in Connecticut, then people go, oh, that must be the best place in the world.
Yes. Well, I'm sure if she bought one in Connecticut, everyone around there would be like, yeah, Connecticut, who wants to buy my house? Mm-hmm. Who will buy it? And I am 1 mile from Taylor Swift's house.
Right. So I would guess
the price of my house just went up by two.
Her fame and popularity.
Twice as much.
And she's not just famous and not just popular. She's got the kind of fan brand loyalty that people would, I don't want to say kill for, but you know.
Yes.
How do you get that where you go, I know you have this record. You bought it already and then you got it on disc and then you got it digitally as well. But I don't want the money to go to that record company. So I'm going to re-record it. Would you buy them all again? And everyone goes, okay.
Yeah, we'll do it. We'll support you.
I don't have any money, but my mom will. I'm going to get that for Christmas.
There's 9 different releases of it. I'll get them all. And then I'll never listen to any of them. And I'm just going to stream you and stream you and stream you on every device, on everybody in my house's devices, all the devices all the time. Oh my God, I'm your biggest fan.
So listen, that's good. She's very unique in that way.
Yep.
Not everybody has the power to pull that.
Nobody has that. She's amazing. So, and by the way, NFL, congrats on the gravy train. Keep it on, keeping on. It's going to keep on keeping on. The GM of the Kansas City Chiefs is saying he thinks Travis Kelce, her boyfriend, the reason that she goes to the games and is bringing all this $1 billion worth of attention to the NFL, they're saying he will play again next season. Now, all they have to do is pray that they don't break up. I saw some footage of her rolling her eyes at him. I can't even remember what song it was. He's shouting it out and she's just like, oh my God, let me just block my ears and leave the room. As long as he doesn't sing too much, seems like they're gonna be okay. It's not ridiculous.
I mean,
she's an accomplished musician. It has to be hard for her to listen to this guy singing. She can't even just like sit around and strum, like, oh, I'm going to sit around and strum some tunes. Are you really going to follow me room to room and sing along with all these things? Like, I'm trying to practice here. Practicing.
Listen to you.
Although, if they do break up, that'll also generate a bunch of publicity.
Anyway, what I had heard is Kansas City, he's under contract for one more year, but on his podcast had kind of put the question out there, I don't know if I should play another year or not.
Yeah, he didn't have the best year this past year.
No, he didn't. You're right. But he's under contract for one more year, and it looks like he has reported back to them that he will finish his contract. So he's going to do one more year.
Let's take a quick look into the future. I was just thinking as you were talking about that, like down the line, he retires and he and Taylor, they stay together and she and they have 6 kids. And they're one of the boys is just one of those standout athletes because of course he is. And then, you know, now it's 25 years later. The kid's in the league, and there's now she's the Mama Kelce up there in the stands. Like that, wouldn't that be a lovely full circle moment?
You know what? I do think, and we all know this, genes are what make you.
Yeah.
And he's a big dude, and she's a big body too.
And she's 6 feet tall.
Yeah, I don't mean that in a negative way. I'm just saying she's a tall, big body. So, yes.
They come from big stock.
There's a very good likelihood that child's going to be a beast on the football field.
And then one of the girl children, it becomes like a massive pop star. And then the other ones fade into obscurity because that happens to the unfortunate brothers and sisters. There's always like the star brother or sister. And then there's the other ones.
Which one are you?
I'm the star.
Oh, right.
Yeah. I always say to my father, I always say I'm your favorite kid or I'm your only kid. You know, you only have one of us. There's only one kid. He laughs.
Tina, he loves that joke.
Tina.
And Tina sits over there.
Tina laughs too. She's like, she's right. Love you, team. It is a mean joke. I understand that. Is Taylor on a break from Blake? The answer might be yes. Blake Lively wasn't in the luxury suite, which, by the way, I want to say I read some, I don't know what you pay for a suite. I did hear that you have access to, but have to buy tickets for the Super Bowl. You know, when you're a player, like they don't, I don't think they're giving you any free tickets.
Oh, right.
You get access, but you got to buy them. Mm-hmm. And to get that box was something like $3 million. And it was her box. She paid $3 million to have a box and invite who she wanted to be at it.
She's one of those people in the world. And there are
25 or so of
there's,
them.
There's more than that, but there's not a lot of us can just on any given night drop $3 million and mm-hmm. be like, I wanted the box.
I would say that's 1/1000th percent of the 1%. Like just nobody.
Like, you know, we were just talking about the Lemours wave pool and Maddie had pulled up the prices.
$70,000.
If I had a bunch of money, knowing that I'm going to get surf because it's a wave pool and I don't have to worry about weather and wind and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be a great way to spend some money and go surfing. But yeah, that's
and bring all your friends. I mean, you'd have a great time. And if you have that kind of money, you fly all your friends up from SoCal. Oh my God, you'd have such a ball.
If I hadn't had kids and was just single guy me and living in my little beach apartment,
yeah,
I might be able to swing that and bring my friends up. But there's no
like
chance.
Like your 50th birthday party or something.
Yeah,
like,
but there's no way now. No way.
Yeah. Well, you can't do it because you'd go, well, or I could pay for my kid's entire college
education.
That's
what I'm saying. Every single thing I spend money on now has become, well, can
that's
I,
my kid's wedding.
Shouldn't I?
That's my other kid's wedding.
Don't I have to?
Proms are very expensive.
Yep. Braces.
Oh, geez, braces.
Braces are coming
they
for
get
us,
you on
man.
The, they get, oh, you got some bad teeth happening over there?
Yes. Janky teeth. Well, I mean, I don't want to say that, but yes, we're going to need braces. Oh. I needed braces, and I think it's the best investment you can give to your kid. Well, it's, I mean, sure. Besides, you know, an education and all that stuff. Right.
No, it's
but you know,
right?
You want them to be able. I had
smile
janky teeth. I got you want them to just let a smile rip and
absolutely.
Not think about it.
Mm-hmm. So I don't know what she paid for that box, but there were certain people who weren't in it that everyone was looking for.
Oh,
Taylor Swift paid for the luxury suite during the Super Bowl. And she also, let's see, because she got dragged into this feud, people are looking for them to not be together. Like her Instagram account, she doesn't follow anyone. Like
Taylor doesn't.
She follows no one.
She doesn't follow her boyfriend.
No, she doesn't. And I don't think he follows her either. I want to say that maybe they made an agreement or something, but you know, she probably has someone that's doing her Instagram account for her, right? She doesn't. She's like, I don't ever. Maybe she does. I don't know.
No, she doesn't.
She might though. Sometimes people like to see what people have written.
No.
Until you see a few things and you go, I'm not going to look at that anymore. You just let me know if there's anything I need to see on that. But supposedly she doesn't follow anybody. And so it wasn't like she, because there are sleuths out there who look to see, is this person still following this person? I would never know who was following. Can you even sort those things alphabetically? I mean, maybe they do. They sort in alphabetical order. I just wouldn't know. But there are people, the sleuths out there, and they're all looking for the signs of a breakup between Taylor and Blake Lively. So Taylor's name got dragged into Blake's feud with Justin Baldoni. He was the director and co-star of the movie that they're the very successful movie, It Ends With Us.
Not anymore.
Yeah, that story goes on.
You cannot call that a success with what's come in the aftermath of that.
Well, you're right, because even though, I don't know what the budget was, I think we heard $30 million or something, and it made $350 million, but there are, I think, 3 books in that series or something like that. And the taint on this thing, although I did watch it because of this situation. I saw it and my sister and I were like, let's watch that. Let's see. And as it is, good. It's a good movie.
You liked it.
I did. It was good. I liked it. I thought she did a beautiful job with her little flower shop. So pretty.
For two people, I'd only heard of her because of her connection to Ryan Reynolds. And I'm not even that big a fan of him. But certainly she made the news for that reason.
She was busy having his kids, though. Like, I didn't hear about her for years.
And I never. Oh, they have kids?
Oh, yeah. I think they have like maybe three or four kids.
Blake Lively has four
kids.
Yeah,
with Ryan Reynolds. Oh. I don't know if she has four, but they have kids.
Oh.
Multiples.
I did not know that.
It felt like she dropped off the face of the earth and just was busy being his wife for how many kids?
They have four.
Four kids, yeah.
Wow.
I knew it was a lot of kids. That's a lot of kids.
Betty, Inez, and James.
It's awful that they both have stink on them that may never go away.
I know. Anyway, so Taylor's name gets dragged into that whole thing, and a source says Taylor's really hurt by the whole situation. It feels like a pawn. So supposedly, she's now putting some space between herself and Blake, at least for now. The source says Taylor wants nothing to do with this whole ordeal. She's always been a loyal friend to Blake and doesn't appreciate being thrown into this at all. So she's mad about that. And in case you were wondering, if you can afford that, the one day at $70,000 where you and all your friends go out to L'Amour for that wave, try being Taylor's boyfriend at Valentine's Day. Travis Kelce dropped about $100,000 on Taylor's Valentine's gifts, but the card was free. He made a homemade card. Oh, so romantic.
Love.
He went all out. So he got her. You know, I really feel like something special when you have chosen a thing, and here's a thing I chose for you. He gave her gold necklaces, diamond earrings, clothes, shoes, candy, and $1,000 worth of roses that supposedly last up to a year from a place called Venus et Fleur.
Hmm.
I and then topped it off with the homemade card. But honestly, how many gold necklaces does this now does she need to go buy a new jewelry box? Do you just get her a new jewelry box and just fill it with jewelry every time? Just such a, I don't know, get some special. Just doesn't feel special.
I'm sure.
Just love bombing her. I don't like
it. High end.
Oh, I'm sure it was. It was $100,000 worth of stuff.
Yeah. So come on. That's special.
Mm.
It is.
She's like, I'm running out of space as it is. I am the girl who has everything. Just get me a box from Fun Delivered and we'll just have some fun.
We're the people who need to have a new thing on every time we get photographed.
Mm.
Thank you.
Travis also wanted to include something extra, so he surprised Taylor with a handmade Valentine's Day card. I hope he spelled everything right because...
Good one.
Not the sharpest knife in the drawer. Anyway, after she finished up her Eras tour and Travis and the Kansas City Chiefs got their asses handed to them in the Super Bowl... this supposed source says they're going to take some time away to vacation with just the two of them, talk about their future.
Someone wrote in and said, there's not going to be six kids. She's getting too old for that.
Mm. She could save eggs, though. You know, she's got to be 34 now, yeah? How funny. She was always so young, right up until she wasn't.
She's been a star since she was a teenager.
Mm-hmm.
35.
Oh, boy, yeah, she is. Maybe she saved some stuff. You know, I don't know. Maybe you're Taylor Swift. You're like, I feel like I'm just going to have a surrogate do it for me.
Well, think about it like this. She just finished the Eras tour. He just finished his... They might be making a child as we speak.
She may already be pregnant. Although, every time I see her, she's shaking the empty glass with shaking the ice cubes in the empty glass.
Or just getting last sips in. You never know. You never know.
Hey, Vinny, this is for you. I was turned on to a show called The Punisher by you.
Mm-hmm.
John Bernthal, he plays The Punisher.
He used to be on, what was he from? He was from The
Walking Dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was Shane on The Walking Dead. He's very hot. I think that guy is really good looking. Right, John Bernthal. Don't worry. I probably don't have access to him, Vin. You don't have to be jealous about
whatever,
him.
Just go on.
He's hot, though. And he's great in that show, Punisher. And it looks like what they're going to do is it's a standalone. It seems like a single show. They're calling it a special. But John Bernthal will return to as the Punisher in a special for Marvel and Disney Plus. He's apparently co-writing it. And I think that he's also going to be in... I don't think he is Daredevil, but he's going to be in a show called Daredevil Born Again.
There's no way to know with all these crossovers.
I think he might be the Punisher
who's
in
from
that.
Which world? Yeah, that's what I'm saying is, who knows which world? They may be in the same universe or world.
Yes, Vinny. Bernthal first played a grieving father turned vigilante on Netflix's version of Daredevil. Then he had a spinoff for two seasons, The Punisher himself. And now it looks like there's going to be a special, just The Punisher, but he's going to be back on this Daredevil revival thing.
Right. Okay. They'll both be in that, and it's premieres, it's coming up March 4th.
Okay. But what about the special? Is that must be in the future?
Daredevil Born Again is coming March 4th.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. You know what's funny?
Says it's in the works. So
and I saw this in an article, so I can't say this was my thought, but as I was reading it, I went, yeah, of course. You know, the Marvel cinematic universe and the Avengers and all the characters were in that big, you know, the
Endgame.
Endgame. They should have seen this well in advance and realized they ended all of these superheroes with Endgame.
Right.
Like, that was that.
Yes.
They should have never gone there. Where they had all these characters built.
Is it because they were all getting old? Like, are they going to just do a total reboot? Like, they do every single dingle time with all these guys. They just recast it?
They can and probably will because they'll try to figure out how to bleed more money out of these characters. But they should have never done such a big, absolute ending. It's called Endgame. It ended the whole freak. Some of them didn't live.
Right. Oh, yes. And the one really bad guy with all those little stones they needed to get for, that's all set. It's all done now. And they invented time travel in about 12 minutes in that whole thing. Well, all we had to do is invent time travel. Let's go do it. Let's go to the lab. Well, great. We got it. Let's go back.
It's crazy, but if they really did, someone should have said, you guys, wait, whoa.
Slow down.
Don't kill everybody.
How about penultimate game? How about that?
What are you doing?
Yeah.
But it was a story, an article
Getting
I read
close.
Where they just went, these guys did it to themselves.
They told us it was over. All right, I'm 100% out of time. Vincent, what's coming up in the news?
Well, let's see here. Oh, no, not the OnlyFans thing. I already did that.
Oh, that was good, though. I did enjoy that.
And not Unikite 13 Hotel.
I like that, too. That's a good one. There's some good ones. Something else, though, right?
Newton North High School in Newton,
Massachusetts.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Like a feather, yeah, Alice at 97.3. It's hump day. Listen live, win contests, and get our show, full podcast, all at RadioAlice.com.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast, our whole show whenever you want to listen to it. Check out our full show podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Odyssey.
Sunny and 70 today.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Sunny and 70.
We had a kind of a random vacation in the middle here of February as one of our one among us needed to get a hip replace.
Yes.
And it's gone very well, by the way.
Dancing. You should see this guy dancing now. Swivel hips, we call him.
Check his Instagram for his most recent show off video where he's got the moves. Even right after 2 weeks after a hip replace.
It was literally 2 weeks ago today, right?
Two weeks ago today. Incredible recovery. Mm. Can't believe how quickly it's gone.
I have a good friend, Jason Sisko.
Hey, Jace.
Got a hip replace, and it did not go as well for him as it's gone for you. And I wrote him just yesterday and was like, I don't want to say that I'm sad that my friend at work, his hip replace has gone so well, but it's gone so much better than yours went.
Right.
He was like, yeah, I got a bad doctor.
Oh.
I got a bad job. Like, I'm going to have to, he goes, my new insurance kicks in and I'm going to go to a new doctor and try and get, but it did not go. And then he went, and I do hear a lot of people have great experiences. I expected I would, and he just didn't.
Shout out to Dr. Callender at the UCSF and, yeah, and I didn't know about this guy because he was so, like, nonchalant. He was very, like, hey man, don't worry about it. I do this every day. I do 400 a year. This is gonna be, you're gonna be great. You can be up, you're gonna be walking. I'm like, you're selling it a little hard, dude. So I was a little worried, but he was absolutely on the mark.
Well, his practice does make perfect.
I'm barely using the cane anymore. I'm like,
please keep using the cane though. Let's just try to take it easy, Mister. I'm too fit for PT. Come on.
I'm going to PT.
Attaboy. Gotta take care of it. It is major surgery, you know.
All right, just Ma, take it easy.
Well, you know what you should do. Not screw things up. We don't need you back. I really enjoy that. There's three people on the show right now.
Anyway, I'm happy for you, buddy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. I'm very
okay.
Pleased.
So this next story, while we were on that vacation, me and my family, we got on a plane and we went to Hawaii.
Yeah.
And weirdly, there were a few plane incidents while we were away at the very same time that I was in the process of flying myself.
There are some crazy, weird little happenings.
One plane ended up upside down. On the runway, upside down. Yeah. There were a couple incidents, and now we've got another one just yesterday. This is a shocking video, and I looked at it this morning, and now I'm going to show it to Sarah.
All right.
It's a Southwest Airlines. I believe it's coming into Chicago Airport. It's coming in for a landing, and I'm going to show it to you. I'll turn it around and show it to you. Hold on.
Yeah, no, go ahead. Just tell me when you're ready.
It's coming in for a landing, and there's the clean, clear runway.
Right, there it
and
is.
Then a plane just crosses its path, just drives. It's a private plane, you know, one of those G6s or
sure,
whatever.
Yeah.
I only say that because I heard the song once. I don't know what that's called. Maybe it's a G7 or a G2. Who knows? Okay, but it's just driving across it, and the plane has to. So here it is.
Has to scoop back up.
It goes back up. This is the plane coming in for a landing in Chicago, and it goes, it's coming in.
Oh.
And then a plane just crosses its path, and it has to go back up. Here it goes. You're about to see it. See it? That guy?
Oh, my God.
And the plane has to completely go.
Yep. Oh, wow. He's on the ground, by the way. They've landed, and they just do a touch and go.
No, yeah, the big plane goes back up and avoids the accident.
So
the little plane
is
just driving directly across the landing strip.
Right, perpendicular to the runway that this guy's, I don't know if they've touched down already, but it looks like they've touched and then they go back up. Like, oh my God, look out, there's a, yikes. Thank goodness they can do that though.
So it's going to be interesting. They're going to look into this. The pilot of the Southwest, that could have been completely tragic. So he lifted the plane back up for another run at the runway. And I'm sure there were lots of words exchanged in that moment. And it probably continues to today. But that is something that, yikes.
It's so, so scary. And you really don't see that guy until the very last minute. It's just a little plane sort of coming in on the side. Even as they came in, I bet the pilot was like, well, surely that G6 will stop. Surely they don't plan to cross the runway here where I'm landing.
The FAA is now investigating the near miss between the private jet and the Southwest Air.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning in Chicago, the video shows the pilot nearly touching down at Midway International Airport before taking off again to avoid completely plowing the jet that crosses its path on the runway.
Mm.
The FAA says the jet entered the runway without authorization, prompting the Southwest crew to initiate a go-around to avoid collision.
Oh.
But we'll get more on this, I'm sure. But that is just what a dirt-da-dur moment that could have been absolutely disastrous.
Could have lost one of our precious rich people. I mean,
I wasn't thinking like that. But
private jet, rich people, you know, they just feel like they can do anything they want.
Massachusetts!
Speaking of private jets and rich people.
Is this the rich people?
It's definitely, I do know of Newton, and it's a western suburb of Boston, and I looked it up, and it is, they're saying in this thing, it's like one of the richest towns.
Louis C.K., Matt LeBlanc, and Joe Rogan were all in the same high school graduating class, the class of 85, at Newton North High School in Newton, Mass.
Wow.
12 years later, Office stars John Krasinski and BJ Novak were both in the graduating class of 97 at Newton South High School. So Newton, home of some of our biggest stars.
And so big they've got a North and a South High School. That is a that's a large percentage. Is that because people with money can just, you know, not have to work and really concentrate on going to auditions and stuff? And
yeah. Mm. Yep. Yeah, I think that's true.
Yeah.
I think that there's also the people who throw all of their energy into making it and there's no backup plan. And sometimes that works and sometimes that ends horribly. But yes, I think plenty of the Mara family has a couple actresses.
Oh, like Rooney Mara and Kate Mara.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they are of the New York Giants owners fame, family fame. Like that's, yeah, they come from huge money.
Yeah.
There is no problem. You know?
Yeah. Like, oh, you want to move to New York? Yeah. Well, we're thinking about buying something there anyway. You can just live in it and go to all your auditions.
And I'm not, if you're in that position and you put all your energy into it,
try moving to New York without rich parents. You know, that's good luck. Just give it a give the
don't
old,
both your kids live in New York?
They do. Yeah.
Uh huh.
And they are not high. I'm not off the hook on those kids. I'll tell you. It's totally worth it though because nobody lives with me anymore except John. I'm going to go home and do dirty things to him today. If I want to, I won't. But if I did want to, I could because there's no kids there.
At least 600 zombie movies have been released since 1920. And more than half of them have come out in the 21st century.
Oh, really? That's a lot to have come out. We just love
movies.
Our zombies.
Yep.
Well, when did The Walking Dead start? Because that to me was
no
like,
idea.
I really thought more
I remember
of this
in
universe, please.
Elementary school, one of the kids, we would have been fifth grade. One of the kids was just a zombie fan and he would say things to me like, oh, God, I would love to eat brains. They must be so delicious.
Because the zombies want them so bad, yeah.
And I just was like, why are your parents letting you see this stuff? And then when I got to see it myself, I was like, oh, my God, who lets a fourth grader watch Dawn of the Dead?
That kid's a latchkey kid. That kid found a way to watch that stuff without any parental guidance. I do love the zombie apocalypse. You know what movie is great is because it's also funny is Zombieland, the first one. Emma Stone, very young Emma Stone, is in that, and I think the kid's name is Jesse Eisenberg. But Woody Harrelson's in it, and Bill Murray has a very important part in that movie.
And the Fanning.
Oh right, Elle Fanning. Yeah, yeah, she plays the little sister of Emma. Yeah,
I think that and I'm a big zombie movie guy.
Yeah,
that and Shaun of the Dead
Zombieland
are my two
is,
favorites.
Oh my God, I love Shaun of the Dead.
Shaun of the Dead is one
Shaun
of the best.
Of the Dead
movies
is great.
Ever.
It's happening, and these two are so self involved they don't even realize it's like on every TV behind them, and as they're just going through their life.
What's the name of the guy who did those early zombie movies in the 60s?
Romero.
Romero, it's Dawn of the Dead, and then there's. Is it Day of the Dead?
Day of the Dead, Dawn of the Dead. Yeah.
I'm thinking of somebody else. But
and then they remade the Dawn of the Dead, you know, the one where they're in the mall, which is great. And the remake is awesome because it you know, it starts with from you know,
Billy Joel?
It's a rock band.
No,
right?
The band. Yeah, yeah. It's Get Down with the Sickness.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know.
Disturbed? Is
Disturbed.
That
Disturbed? Yes, thank you.
I think guys are talking about Give Me a Heart Attack.
No. Billy Joel.
What?
That'd be a fun movie. That'd be fun for a zombie movie.
Tinder.
Yes.
OkCupid.
Oh.
Match.com. Hinge. Plenty of Fish. The League. Baby Boomer People Meet. And several more online dating service are all owned by the same company.
Oh.
No, that's no surprise there.
They got it figured out, and they're like, we'll cater to each niche. And that's
employees at Ben & Jerry's get 3 free pints of ice cream every day. They also get a free gym membership.
What?
Employees,
you can have 3
at Ben and Jerry's.
3 pints.
Get 3 free pints of ice cream every day.
Is it in an effort to make them sick of ice cream so that they...
Maybe they just say, you know what? Let's give everybody here enough so that nobody steals it.
3 pints would do it.
Like, you just couldn't possibly want more than that.
Right. But it shows you what their profit margin is. I mean, that is... That's very...
Well...
I don't know what it costs for a pint of ice cream, but, you know, you go to Ben & Jerry's and get a double scoop. I'm sure,
okay.
it's $4 or $5.
Pull up Ben & Jerry's on Safeway.com.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm going to guess... Here's your game, okay. Sarah.
All right. Dun,
I kind of know this by heart.
I'm
going to
guess it is $7.
For a pint? What? Well, let's do for Cherry Garcia.
Okay. All $7.
Right? I'm going to say a pint is $9.
Hold on a second.
Dun, 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 dun,
hold on, dun, hold on, dun, hold on, hold on.
Well, I have some.
Okay. What was the... There you go.
All right. So how much...
A pint of
Safeway,
ice cream at Safeway, Cherry Garcia specific.
Uh-huh.
I said $7.
Mm-hmm. I said $9.
The win goes to... Well, he went over, but he was closest.
Oh.
$7.69.
Oh. No, he's under, but it doesn't matter. It's whoever's closest, right?
Yeah.
I said $7. Right.
That's very close.
Okay.
Very. Oh, that can be done with this camera.
Yeah.
All right, great. Good. Fantastic. Oops, it's still going.
More Americans are prioritizing self-care these days amid declining well-being. I've noticed women I'm around, and I've always really kind of admired that they will take a day. I'm going to do my nails. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to do stuff. I'll do a mask. I'll hang out.
Sure. Go get exfoliated.
And I don't know that TV or gaming should count as self-care, but it does. How are Americans practicing self-care today? At the top of the list is watching TV, movies, gaming, and reading.
Oh, well, reading.
Number one, sleeping. Number two.
These feel more like just things people do.
Yeah, I mean, sleeping is what you do. Right.
You didn't go out of the ordinary to when you were reading or watching TV. Although maybe you just don't have time for any of that stuff in your life, including sleeping. And so it does feel that way.
Maybe. Listening to music is on the list of self-care. Spending
I feel like
time
I can listen to music whenever. Like I just have it on in the house. And
Spending time with friends and family. At number four, being in nature, exercise, mindful meditation, mediation. No, they miss.
Gotta
that.
Be yeah.
relax. Mediation.
Gotta be meditation.
Right.
Mediation just sounds awful.
What are you talking about? Relaxation, mindfulness, and meditation. Creative hobbies, shopping, salon, spa, or aromatherapy, and yoga comes in at the bottom of the list.
Like just nice things you can do for yourself.
I guess, yeah. I was thinking, you know, more of just those days where you do your nails, you put lotion on, you do a mask or whatever.
Take a little extra time with some of the stuff you do anyway.
It's funny. I actually notice, and this isn't just Christina, but I see it all the time when I'm driving, not at 4 a.m., but there are certain people that want to put their makeup on in the car. They don't want to do it at home. They want to do it in the lighting of like the real life. And so Christina will, if I'm driving, she'll jump in the car and she'll have her stick of mascara in her hand and she'll wait till we're on a nice smooth path so that I don't, you know, jerk her around.
Stab her
poke
in the
her
eye. Right. But that will be your fault.
Sure, of course. I mean, why wouldn't it
you're
be?
You're driving.
You couldn't do that in the bathroom while you're at home.
You couldn't avoid that pothole. You couldn't avoid that.
I couldn't.
Oh, now we're in a fight.
Yeah. But anyway, I do think that's surprising that so many people want to do that out on the street.
Pet peeve of mine. My wife was always doing her makeup in the car. And then I'm so paranoid at every stoplight that I've got to like slow stop and make sure it doesn't jerk and
I see that
it
makes you guys safer drivers. So that's a bonus.
I've seen people doing it driving too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lady driving herself to work. The thing down and thing up. And
if I'm going to sit in traffic anyway, I might as well stick some of my routine in the car.
I'm going to venture to say right now there's someone listening to this show who is driving and putting their makeup on.
You look great, by the way.
Be careful. Don't stab yourself in the eye. You know how bad that hurts.
It's all going well. It's perfectly put on.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a killer day. I know it. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Self-care for me is S&V Lost 30.
Oh, really? The Lost 30?
Yeah.
That's when we're tired and sort of fishing around to see what everybody did. How you doing? It's great. Yeah, we all made it. Okay, one more day down.
Sarah took a 2-hour nap yesterday. That's what we found out.
That is what we found out.
Man, I had a day yesterday. Oof. You know those days where you go, I'm going to bed at 5 o'clock. I had one of those days.
Do not try to stop me.
Oh.
What was it?
I just had all this stuff planned to try and get it off my list. There was a plumber coming out to fix this drip. And in the process, it was like, you know what? We also need this spigot changed. The spigot was wrong, so the plumber couldn't do it. And then he said, you know what? This thing, nowadays, the faucet probably should just be replaced. I said, and I'm taking calls from Christina because she's on a call dealing with the plumber.
Mm.
Like, so she's working, dealing with the plumber, and she says, the plumber says it needs a new, that is a new faucet. We just need the leak stopped. He says it's not worth the parts. Just let's get another one.
Oh. Is this the one that the guy had to jank out of there because it was glued into the...
Yeah. All of them had that problem.
God.
But this was one that had been replaced already and now needs... And I was just like, And another appointment that had to be done. And then at one point I call Christina and she's like, I had to run clothes up to Isla at school.
Oh, did she have a...
Don't.
Okay.
You know what happened.
Do I?
Don't you?
I mean, it's one of two things. It's one of three things, really.
It's one of one things, and you know exactly what it is. Don't say it out
that
loud.
That one thing, yeah.
Our text number is 800. Oh,
she's so young. She's a little girl.
She's growing up.
Fast.
Sarah, right before my very eyes.
Mm. You know what? Love you and love your family. That's amazing.
Oh, what do you mean that's amazing?
It's just, I mean, that's how wonderful for her that when that happened, she was able to call her mom and say, please help me.
And then the question was, will she, I had pickup. So I did the pickup and she was like, don't say anything. Christina said,
yes,
do not say anything.
And did she bring it up?
She didn't.
Oh.
Which I was like, both hurt and then also like, it's not my business.
Yeah.
I certainly have nothing to contribute on the subject. I've never had that happen to me, have I?
Well, not that I know of. I mean, you're asking me. I'll go on the record and say, I don't think it has happened to you. She's a lucky girl.
Can we throw one text in here before we get out of here? Abigail Breslin was the little sister in Zombieland, not Dakota Fanning. We got 50 texts on it. I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
not
perfect.
That's right, Abigail.
I didn't look it up. I just guessed.
But thank you for letting us know.
Thank you.
Abigail Breslin.
You knew it was someone famous.
Little Miss Sunshine.
Oh!
Yeah, you know her if you saw her.
Oh, I thought it was that Abigail Breslin might be the girl from the Santa Chronicles who's just spectacular in those movies.
Oh. I just would not know who that was. I've never seen any of the Santa Chronicles.
How can you let that happen? You went through the holidays without watching the Santa Chronicles?
I've never even heard
Kurt Russell
of
that you're,
it's
no,
Kurt Russell as Santa. You don't know?
No.
They're for people who have kids his kid's age.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
Oh, hold on. I definitely wrote something. Oh, I know what it is. We have tickets for Disneyland. If you'd like to go, stick around.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
Have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.